And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
People around Kansas City are remembering two deputies killed in the line of duty. Hundreds of people, including Governor Jeff Collier, attended a candlelight vigil for fallen Wyandotte County Sheriff's Deputies Patrick Rohrer and Teresa King last night outside KCK City Hall. Rohrer and King were shot and killed Friday when an inmate apparently grabbed one of the deputy's guns and opened fire. The inmate was shot and wounded during the incident. Charges are expected to be filed this week. A joint funeral for Rohrer and King will take place at Children's Mercy Park this Thursday at 9 a.m. Brooks Koepka, the winner of the U.S. Open for the second straight year. He's the seventh back-to-back champion, but first since Curtis Strange accomplished that feat back in 1988 and 89. I didn't watch the U.S. Open. I'm not really into that. However, I did just see that there's audio that apparently one of the mics accidentally picked up a terrible conversation between two dudes talking about what happened the night a couple of nights ago.
Oh, no.
With a lady friend, if you will.
And where was Tiger Woods?
And one of the mics picked up on it, and that went out over the air, and now they're apologizing. I'm so sorry that our microphones inadvertently picked up that conversation, which has to be beeped heavily to play it back.
You know, you guys think that these golf people are just real white bread, milquetoast sort of guys.
Well, it was guys watching. It wasn't guys who worked for them, supposedly.
Okay. All right.
Supposedly it was men in the crowd. But they were awfully close to get picked up by the mics.
So they were yelling, "Get in the hole!"
Celebrations in Mexico
sorts, I suppose.
City. Just go to your home. Celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup are literally shaking up the town. So Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations broke out, and celebrations were so intense, two of the city's earthquake sensors were triggered. The Institute of Geologic and Atmospheric Investigations say the sensors were likely set off by massive jumps during the game.
And it was huge, by the way. If you saw that, that was huge. That was big if you watched the World Cup.
I know Germany was supposed to win. That's all I know. And so to come in and get beat by Mexico City, a big deal.
No, just pool play. But still, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens now.
A Bay Area brewer unveiling a unique new beer. Bear Bottle Brewing Company calls it LeBron Tears. Says the IPA is made from LeBron James tears after the Cleveland Cavaliers' soul-crushing loss to the Golden State Warriors. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
In the meantime, in other news, we have an Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Investigations.
That's right.
Which we did not realize we had. Interesting.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You want to see Boys to Men Thursday at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland? We need the right answer to this question. 39% of us say this was our last big money purchase. What did we spend a bunch of money on? 576-7102 with your guesses.
All right, let's do this. Going to the phone, shall we? We'll start Overland Park with Samantha. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think we spent a bunch of money on?
Refrigerator.
Oh, that's a great guess. Not it.
Okay, thank you.
Very pricey, though.
All the appliances are. I was staring down the barrel of a dryer until I put that heat thing in myself.
See? You watched YouTube and it
crazy.
Worked.
Yes. Yeah, it's University of YouTube, my friends. People talk about it. Here's Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think we spending all that big money on?
You know, I'm going to guess a bed.
Yes, mattress.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
That is it. Surprisingly expensive when you have to go shopping. And yes.
Yes, they are. I remember buying mine, and my wife picked it out, and I about freaked out. So I'm told me how much it was.
And then now they try to upsell you because now they want you to buy the special padding that goes over it that you can just throw in the wash. Very
yeah, and
expensive.
Then you have to have the special pillows and the special blankets.
Exactly right.
The other.
You got it. You got yourself some Boys to Men tickets. You'll be checking out Rock the Ribbon 3 this Thursday, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
And let me ask you this. How many of you guys abide by that 8-year rule, right? They're trying to push this and all this stuff. Like, every 8 years, you've got to change your mattress. I mean, you guys go by that at all?
Every time there's money, I think, which is not every 8 years.
I mean, look, mine was 15 years old. It was folded up like a taco shell. I don't care.
Well, Yeah, definitely. Just flip it over, and it's good for another 8 years.
Right? Yes, exactly, right?
That's like it.
Some big myth perpetuated by the industry. Thank you, Sean. Hold on for 1 second there.
By the way, Boys to Men going to be on our show this morning. Going to be chatting with those boys here in less than an hour.
Yeah, we talked to Wanya Morris. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was the guy that sang all those great songs back in the day.
He was great on dancing.
Get your lady to not want to do anything. It was all good.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Can I quickly ask you what the picture is that you just posted on? What did you just tweet?
somebody lost their wig outside.
Was there a little fight? A little something happening outside the building?
I don't know. It was weird. I was walking just right down Westport Road, and somebody, there's a wig on the side, on the sidewalk, and it just took me aback. And it was also strange because it looks like there's some sort of precipitation around it. Like,
It's sweaty?
Wet. Like, I don't know what that is. Does it have dew? Does a wig collect dew, I suppose?
Your science question for the morning.
So I had to snap a picture of it because you see a lot of weird crap in Westport working down here.
Especially at the time of day we get here. You see the dregs of the weirdness.
But I've never seen a wig before, and I was just captivated by it, so I had to take a picture.
Can we just assume the wig belongs to somebody here?
I don't know.
I think that we collect it, and the next time somebody loses a bet, they have to wear it.
Yes. All dewy and full of sweat.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Paul McCartney is 76.
Wow.
From Taxi and The Princess Bride, actress Carol Kane is 66. And the coach from NBC's The Voice, country singer Blake Shelton, turns 42. Incredibles 2 is giving Pixar its biggest ever opening weekend. The new animated film made $180 million in its first week in North America's theaters. The sequel also became the largest debut ever for a PG-rated movie. Coming in second is last week's top movie, Ocean's 8. And then rounding out the week's top five, Tag, Solo, A Star Wars Story, and Deadpool 2. ABC's Roseanne spinoff is one step closer to becoming a reality as negotiations are reportedly moving into a new phase. Sources say Roseanne Barr has agreed to step away from the creative and financial end of the new show and allow her cast and crew to craft the spinoff. The show is said to be based around the character played by Sarah Gilbert. Several Roseanne writers and producers and cast members, including John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf, are reportedly on board as negotiations continue. However, even if Roseanne does sign off on the spinoff, ABC obviously would still need to pick it up. Her previous show was canceled after a controversy following racist tweets.
And now the interesting part is, will people watch it? Is that going to be something that audiences will show up for?
Everybody was so excited for the new one. Ratings were huge. It was really funny. The writing was great and reminiscent of the original. And then all this happened, and now I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm not as excited about a spinoff, you know?
True.
If you would like 4 free tickets to the Just for Her event, it's coming to Overland Park this weekend, and we are also going to throw in a $100 gourmet toffee gift package from Cedar Street Toffee. You want to be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. We will get you all hooked up with the free tickets and the gourmet toffee gift package. You can get all the event details, tickets, and more info at justforherevent.com.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Boy, this story went national really quickly. Did you hear about this 5-year-old who accidentally knocked down a sculpture? It was displayed at the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center in Overland Park. Well, his mom was surprised to receive an insurance company letter seeking to recover damages for the $132,000 artwork.
Yikes.
The woman says her family, including her husband and 4 kids, were attending a wedding reception there. They were getting ready to leave. They were saying goodbye to the bride's father when there was a commotion around the corner. Of course, in this day and age, there's video so everyone can see the statue being toppled over. $132,000.
I see a lot of different sides on this one. I mean,
sure.
I see where, they want their money. My question is, though, it's art.
Uh-huh.
Would it hurt to just have a little bang in it? I mean, my car's got a couple of dents in it, and that's cool. I mean, what it's to give a little character, right? Just have a little dent in the thing?
Well, here's the thing. If it truly is worth $132,000, which is it? If it is, why was it not roped off, enclosed, put in a space where no one can touch it. Because we take our kids to a lot of museums.
Right.
We go to
right.
the Nelson Atkins all the time, and they always have people there monitoring the rooms, watching. And if you get too close, hey, could you please step back?
Yeah.
So if this artwork is really worth that much, yeah, maybe we make it so kids can't reach up, grab it, and knock it over.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
But this is everywhere. It was on Fox. It was on every national news right. that I saw over the weekend. Everybody's talking about it. Should this family have to pay? And then there's the people, mom shaming us. You should have been taking better care of her kids. Those people clearly don't have five-year-olds, don't understand.
Right, right. They're everywhere.
That's, yeah. All kinds of sides to this story. I'm just glad it wasn't my kid. Got to be honest.
I'm waiting to hear from the person who made the art. Well, can't that person just come out and say, look, who cares? I mean, really.
No, that person says it was worth $132,000 and I can't replace it. It's irreplaceable. It can't be fixed.
Oh, they've already said that.
I believe I saw that he said he couldn't fix it.
Okay.
Hey, I couldn't be wrong.
Again, it's character. Right?
Right. That's right. Now it's worth more, isn't it?
Yeah. It's banged up. It's really one of a kind.
The World Health Organization is getting ready to classify video game addiction as a mental health condition. Gaming disorder is going to be added to the new edition of the International Classification of Diseases out today. It's marked by gaming taking precedence over most everything else, leading to social and personal dysfunction. And a new study of 2,000 American car owners by Cooper Tires found as many as 25% feel they're taking a risk each time they drive, as about 68% of cars have at least one thing wrong with them. Nearly half of respondents say they aren't confident that they'd even be able to change their car's oil. 36% don't know how to change a flat tire. 1 in 4 Americans also aren't sure they could jumpstart a car if they would need to. Yeah, put me in all of those. I can't do any of the things.
Oh, come on, Jennifer.
I couldn't do any of the things.
No.
That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
We're going to have to give you some car school, aren't we?
School me in all of it. I can put gas in.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Susan G. Komen, KC, presents Rock the Ribbon 3 featuring Boys to Men. That show is this Thursday. I can't believe it's already here. I remember when we made this announcement a few months ago, and it seemed so far away.
Oh, gosh, it does, right?
It was all the way in June. Well, it is here. It is happening June 21st, this Thursday, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. I think Joey said that we've got somebody special on the phone.
That's right. He's the one who put it all together, the ringleader of Boys to Men, the lead singer. You saw him on Dancing with the Stars as well. Yes. He'll be taking center stage on Thursday night at Arvest Bank Theater for Rock the Ribbon 3. It is Wanya Morris from Boys to Men. Man, Wanya, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. You know, just waking up.
Just waking up, just getting going. Well, you guys have a big Vegas residency out there, so that's really cool. That's great stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, this is something that has definitely been a great thing for Boys to Men, you know, to be able to have such a great blessing like the Vegas residency. I mean, you know, we've been looking for a way to stay stable because we were actually, you know, working 230-something days out of the year. You know what I mean? That's what we were doing as shows. But now we're able to reach the masses just staying in one place. They all come to Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, that's a lot better. Let the crowds come to you. That's a lot easier job to do, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, heck yeah, man. You know, we was traveling all over the place, flights and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy, man. You know, but we love to reach our fans. So however we can get there is how we got there. But now they can come to us, and it's a better situation, definitely.
Well, I'll tell you something cool that is going to happen where you are coming to us in one case is
absolutely
Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. It's Rock the Ribbon 3 with Susan G. Komen. And I'll tell you what, as soon as we announced the show here and we started pulling out, playing all the great tunes, people have gone nuts for this show. I mean, that's got to feel good for you guys.
Yeah, well, the beautiful thing about our music is it's more spirit than anything, you know what I mean? That's why when we perform it, we try to actually stay as close to what people remember as possible so that they can actually, you know, remember the love that they felt during that time. And people want to do that. They want to do that so much that they actually come to our shows and you know, feel the nostalgia and shake our hands. And, you know, we really, truly appreciate them because, you know, without them, there will be no Boys to Men.
It's, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, every one of your songs evokes a memory. We're probably close in age, but I'm of the age to where when I was coming home, And those songs were hitting it big on the charts. They were on MTV every day when I got back from school. They were the songs that you wrote notes to girls, you know, about. And it's just that thing that really takes you back to a time. And you're absolutely right. I can think of exactly what I was doing when I was listening to those songs.
Their first kiss. They remember their first dance. They remember the first time they made love. You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, our songs have been, you know, the voice for men who didn't have the ability to say the things that they needed to say to get a woman's interest.
You know what? That's right. That's right. I mean, because you're talking to them of a certain age, that you're going through all of those life-changing moments, and that's it. You guys were like the soundtrack to that. But what I think is cool now is, like, I'm talking to you. You're the guy who made all that stuff. So where did it come from for you? Where would the inspiration come? Where did you pull all that from?
Well, let me tell you something. A lot of those songs were written by the songs that were major hits. Were written by other people, you know, Babyface, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. And it was actually, you know, I was too young to really know or remember or even have an idea of what actually the songs were about, because I hadn't reached the maturity or that aspect of having relationships. You know what I'm saying? I was young. I was just having girlfriends. So, I mean, I knew what love was, but I didn't know to what extent, you know, love could change your life.
Well, we talked to, you know, what's funny is we actually talked to Lindsay Arnold on this show a lot. We've had her on the show quite a few times. And for the record, we think you should have won that season. I mean, really, you should have been with her. So we were behind you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, I'm just like, you know, like I said, with Lindsay, that's my Z-Pack, man. You know, she made everything better. She made it so easy to learn. And, you know, my main thing was it wasn't even really about me at that point, you know what I mean? It was really about, I wanted to see her win, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, what I wanted for her. I wanted it with me, but bottom line, I believe that she's a champion in heart, and she's one of the nicest, most beautiful young ladies that I've ever met, you know?
I appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Hey, man. No problem, man. I want everybody to come out, man, and, you know, check us out and, you know, bring your dancing shoes, bring your tissues, bring all that you can bring, that, because you're going to go on a journey with us. We're going to have a good time. So be ready to stand up, be on your feet, and just have a good time. And, you know, just be ready. Have fun. Love y'all.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You heard it there. Mission Impossible in Paris.
You only have 4 days to accept this mission. Today through Thursday, your last chance is to get qualified. We're going to pick the winner, give them a call on Friday. But right now, caller 12 is in.
In Overland Park, it is Christina. Hello, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I've just realized, Jen, that we're going to have to give our winner like a secret agent name.
Oh, yes. Christina, should you win this, do you accept this mission?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You could take a few days off to go to Paris in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
You know, I looked up the
that
forecast.
Would be awesome.
It's higher 70s, like,
oh,
70s,
man,
for the high temperature there right now.
Right?
So it would be perfect weather to just, you know,
nice,
wander around the Eiffel Tower, head over to the Louvre, just check things out, and not sweat to death.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
All right, Christina, you hold on for 1 second. Joey's going to get all of the information.
Next chance to get qualified is 9:30 this morning.
Okay, I can't wait. Trine Bruda? That's kind of like a secret agent name, right?
We're out.
Dang.
Do you even have a current passport? Could you even go?
I do, because we were just in England 2 years ago. So
yeah.
Passport's good for like 10, I think, right?
Yep. Keep in mind, you do need that passport, because we're sending you in a couple of weeks, and there won't be time to get it expedited and ready to go. So get that passport ready.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Every morning this week, we've got your tickets to see Maroon 5 coming to Sprint Center September 11th. This morning, playing a round of Beat the Buzzer. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. If you can answer 5 questions in those 30 seconds, you win the Maroon 5 tickets.
All right, we're going to start with Paula, who's in Waldo. Good morning, Paula.
Morning.
Paula, have you had some coffee?
Not yet, unfortunately.
Okay, because we're going to move fast. You have 30 seconds to get 5 questions correct, all right?
Okay.
Brian will start the clock after I read the first question.
Oh, you'd like Steve Harvey on Family Feud. Okay, I got
exactly
you.
Exactly right.
I'm all ready. You go first.
All right. K KC1021 is getting people qualified to win a trip to the Mission Impossible 6 premiere. What French city are we sending the winner to?
Paris.
Correct. What movie shattered records over the weekend with a $180 million opening?
Ooh, pass.
American Greetings has apologized for a Father's Day card some people found offensive. What two words were on the front of the card?
Oh, pass.
The Royals have won or lost 6 games in a row.
Lost.
Correct. Which married celebrity couple just released a surprise record over the weekend?
Pass.
Oh!
I'm sorry. That's the worst category.
It was Jay-Z and Beyonce that just released a surprise record. You were correct. The Royals have lost 6 in a row. Baby Daddy were the two words on the front of the card. And it's Incredibles 2 that had a huge opening.
Right.
All right. Thanks for playing.
All right, Paula, thank you. Let's go to Angela, who's at work right now. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do for work?
I work at a mortgage company.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I read the first question. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Today is Paul McCartney's 76th birthday. Name a band he was in.
Oh, my God, seriously, the Beatles.
Correct. The Kansas City Zoo is on which side of the state line?
East side.
Kansas or Missouri?
Oh, Missouri.
Correct. Name a movie that was in this weekend's top five.
Pass for a second.
What celebrity recently convinced President Trump to commute the sentence of a woman serving life in prison?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Man.
Did not get 5 in 30 seconds. Have a good day.
Angela. Ooh, that was close.
We'll see if we can get a winner. These Maroon 5 tickets. Show's coming up September 11th. Can you beat the buzzer?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Trying again with the 30 seconds. What do we call this game?
Beat the buzzer.
Beat the buzzer, yeah.
We put 30 seconds on the clock. I ask you 5 questions. If you can answer those 5 questions in 30 seconds, you win tickets to see Maroon 5 along with special guest Julia Michaels at Sprint Center.
All right, let's go back to the phones and we'll talk to Brandy in Lenexa. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Brandy, do you know the things that are trending? Have you read a paper this morning?
No.
Okay, well, we'll
I wish
see.
I would have.
We'll see. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I read the first question.
Okay.
Andy Reid is the head coach of which NFL team? Andy Reid, head coach, which NFL team?
Pass.
Who did Prince Harry marry last month?
Meghan?
Yes. I'll give that to you. Meghan. Meghan Markle. What do the P and L stand for in the P&L district?
Power and Light.
Yes. IHOP is
Oh. Oh, man.
You did not get it. I'm sorry. Thanks for playing. Did not give away the Maroon 5 tickets yet. You know
right.
what? We're not going to have time to get to those this morning. We've got more tickets to give away, other stuff to do. Let's roll these over until tomorrow.
Okay.
If
All
you
right.
win them tomorrow, we give you 4 tickets. You take a couple extra friends.
Nice.
Tomorrow morning, be listening for your shot to win 4 tickets to see Maroon 5 beat the buzzer.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
People around Kansas City are remembering 2 deputies killed in the line of duty. Hundreds of people, including Governor Jeff Collier, attended a candlelight vigil for fallen Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputies Patrick Rohrer and Teresa King last night outside KCK City Hall. Rohrer and King were shot and killed Friday when an inmate apparently grabbed one of the deputies' guns and opened fire. The inmate was shot and wounded during the incident, and charges are expected to be filed this week. A joint funeral for Rohrer and King will take place at Children's Mercy Park Thursday at 9 a.m. This whole incident just reminded me of what a small town Kansas City really is. For me, obviously, it hit home because my brother's a police officer
right,
here
right.
in Lenexa. I also have a KCK officer that's a cousin of mine. So I had that connection. But I had friend after friend whose kids went to school with these officers' kids.
Sure.
And just
sure.
all these connections. And you remember what a small community we really are and how this affects everybody,
yeah.
the entire city. Brooks Koepka, the winner of the U.S. Open for the 2nd straight year. He is the 7th back-to-back champion, but first since Curtis Strange accomplished that feat in 1988 and 89. Celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup, literally shaking up the town. So Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday. When they did, earth-shaking celebrations broke out. The celebrations were so intense, two of the city's earthquake sensors were triggered. The Institute of Geologic and Atmospheric Investigations says the sensors were likely set off by massive jumps during the game. That's insane.
I believe it.
It was massive. Did you see when they scored? That place went nuts. It was crazy.
The announcers even said it sounded like it was a Mexican home game.
Yeah, really.
And so how does this work? Now, Germany's not knocked out, correct?
No, they're still in pool play.
Okay.
They're still in group play.
But that's a huge loss to take.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there are multiple games in the section, so you're not one and done. But still, Germany was everybody's favorite by far, mm-hmm. I think, to win, which could still happen. But this really knocks them down, takes them down a punch.
A Bay Area brewer is unveiling a unique new beer. Bear Bottle Brewing Company calls it LeBron Tears and says the IPA is made from LeBron James tears after the Cleveland Cavaliers' soul-crushing loss to the Golden State Warriors. I don't think I need to drink any bodily fluids of LeBron James.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Man, this story went national so fast. This 5-year-old in Overland Park, they're at a wedding, Tomahawk Ridge Community Center. There's some artwork there, including a sculpture, which the artist values at $132,000. And a little boy knocks it over.
Whoops.
It's damaged. The parents get a bill from the insurance company. Everybody's talking about whose responsibility it is. I just say, let's talk about all the stuff our kids broke.
Right.
Because it happens all the time.
You remember that time you asked me if I was going to have kids?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, this is getting me further and further from that.
You can text or call 816-576-7102. What did your kid damage, break, ruin? On the text line, my daughter poured water on a new laptop.
Yeah, electronics and kids.
That's a pricey glass of water.
Didn't Brian Truda do that too?
Oh, I've ruined many things, yes. I have ruined multiple stuff. Because
okay.
You know how much I love my big old cup of water.
Right.
And my big old backpack.
Yep.
And I had one right by this piece of equipment one time at the radio station, and I turned and a full cup of water right into the recorder.
And Addy wasn't there to blame it on.
No, this was pre-Addy. This was all me, fumble fingers.
My former co-host, when I worked in Topeka, did that on the air and knocked our radio station off the air for 24 hours.
Ooh.
When you knock a Diet Coke into the board, that doesn't come out easy.
I was never that bad.
Yeah.
We stayed on the air.
That was a full day. Text line is now lighting up. Plastic hammer to my flat screen. Oh.
Yeah.
The old hammer to the TV.
Yep.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. What did your kids break?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Get up, Casey. Let's do this. What did your kids break?
What expensive things got ruined? From the text line, my son rammed the quad runner into my neighbor's brand new Escalade. He was 4, caused $12,000 worth of damage.
Ooh. Dang.
$12,000.
Seriously.
Wow. And what do you do? They're 4. They're 4 years old. Fed the monster some oatmeal for breakfast. The monster just happened to be a brand spanking new VCR.
Oh, kids love to shove stuff in the VCR. Peanut butter and jelly, whatever.
Who has a VCR
toys
anymore?
Me.
Well, back in the days when we did have VCRs.
Everything.
That's how you got to watch Star Wars and Disney movies.
And a Wii remote through a brand new TV.
Oh, I can see how that could happen, though.
Yep.
That's easy enough.
816-576-7102. Text or call.
Do the wrist ties. You have to do that. All right, Kim in Blue Springs, what did your kid break?
So he threw away my set of keys, which had my car and work keys on, like, in the trash on trash day.
Oh, no! No, no!
Oh.
And I had to get my car towed, you know, to the dealer, and that was not cheap. It was like a total of $1,000 afterwards. I had to get a new fob and a new set of keys.
Yep.
That was very expensive.
When they have to reprogram all that stuff, that is bad news.
Yes.
And how old was your child at the time?
She was like around 1. She just had started walking.
Oh, no.
So yeah.
There's no punishment. That's just a kid. Just being a kid.
I had to miss work because I turned the house upside down looking for my keys.
Oh, no.
And the only thing I could have, like, puzzled, you know, together was that it was trash day, and my keys were literally right above the counter next to trash can. So it had to have been that.
Yeah. She was helping to clean up, Mom.
She was. She had extra hand.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Yep, thank you, Kim.
Kids
what
are expensive.
Did your kids break? 816-576-7102. Miranda, what did your kid break?
So my kid decided to purposefully dip my cell phone into the toilet.
And how old was your kid at the time?
My youngest was 1.5, and my oldest had just turned 4.
Uh-huh. So they were just testing. It was like a little science experiment?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's an expensive little game.
Hmm. Yeah, it was not the most fun. Now, luckily, insurance on cell phones is usually pretty good.
Okay. I was going to say, did you throw it in the bag of rice to see if it would work?
Oh, no. It was in there for a few minutes before I realized.
Oh, no.
Submerged quite a while. Yeah. And you're like, please, just I hope you guys, well, this is clean water, right?
Yes.
You've all flushed, and this is just you open the tank, and here we go.
Yeah. Similar story from the text line. When my son was 18 months, he flushed my upper partial plate down the toilet. Ah, your dentures.
Oh, that's a...
Into the toilet water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot coming in on the text line now. My 9-year-old drove my husband's brand new car into the dumpster. whole lot bad there. Whole lot of bad going on.
How Jenna, was the kid driving?
Yes, well, that's we're going to start with that.
I feel like you would have, you know, ruined a thing or two when you were a kid.
The only thing, my favorite story is that my dad says I came up to him at one point when I was 2-3 years old, just learning to talk, basically, and said, Daddy, I have a fire. And he's like, okay, that's nice. No, Daddy, I have a fire. And he goes up. The house was on fire. The upstairs.
What?
A fan. That's back in the day when you used the box fans.
Oh, yeah.
So the
yeah.
box fan had knocked over and started a fire. And I was just up there like, ooh, it's like a little campfire. Look, Daddy.
I feel like this could have happened a couple weeks ago, and she would have said the same thing.
Now, did I knock it over? Did it get knocked? Who knows? I was 2-3 years old, but yeah, all fire.
I thought you were Drew Barrymore, like fire starting up there. All right, one more before we go here. Amanda's in Independence. Amanda, what did your kid break?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My 18-year-old daughter thought that my hybrid could continue to run without gas. And the battery ran out, and we had to have it towed and fixed by the Toyota dealership, which ended up costing a little over $570.
Oh, man.
And who covered that? Who paid for
that? That would be me.
Oh, yes. It all comes back on the parents, doesn't it?
Yep.
That sounds like something I would do, though.
Yep, it does.
Or just flat run out of gas.
Girl. Yep.
Oh, thank you for the call. Let this all be a lesson to you, Shaylee, the millennial. Yeah. Start saving now.
Yeah. You want them? Have them.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, rock and roll Hall of Famer Paul McCartney is 76. From Taxi and The Princess Bride, actress Carol Kane is 66. And
that's for The Princess Bride.
Oh, I forgot you hate that movie.
It was on over the weekend somewhere. I saw it on the guide, and I'm like, oh, even just seeing it on the guide made me cringe.
Come
like,
on.
Oh, this freaking movie.
How do you not love
Princess
a little Carrie
Bride.
Elvis? And a coach from NBC's The Voice, country singer Blake Shelton, turns 42. We'll give away a little something from The Voice here in just a second. But first, Incredibles 2 is giving Pixar its biggest ever opening weekend. The new animated film made $180 million in its first week in North America's theaters. The sequel also became the largest debut ever for a PG-rated movie. Coming in second was last week's top movie, Ocean's 8. And then rounding out the top five, Tag, Solo, A Star Wars Story, and Deadpool 2. ABC's Roseanne spinoff is one step closer to becoming a reality as negotiations are reportedly moving into a new phase. Sources say Roseanne Barr has agreed to step away from the creative and financial end of the new show and allow her cast and crew to craft the spinoff. The show is said to be based around the character played by Sarah Gilbert. Several Roseanne writers and producers, also cast members including John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf, are reportedly on board as negotiations continue. However, of course, even if Roseanne does sign off on the spinoff, ABC would still have to pick it up. Roseanne's previous show got canceled after the big old controversy following racist tweets.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be as excited about this. Like, I was really excited when it came back, and everybody else was too, because it had huge ratings. But I don't know. Now I kind of feel like,
kind of run its course, I feel like, at this point.
I don't know. And I thought it was really good. I thought the writing was smart. I thought they, you know, did enough of where they left off and enough new stuff. But I don't know that I'd be so excited about a new spinoff. Speaking of Blake Shelton and his birthday, they have Kansas Lottery Voice Scratcher tickets. If you would like to win $30 in Kansas Lottery Voice Scratcher tickets, plus become an instant finalist for the grand prize, be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. If you are caller 12, we will also ask you if you're Team Jen or Team Truda, because if you win that grand prize, you're going to get a whole bunch of extra goodies along with it.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, it's going to wrap up our show for today. Monday, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
We have all sorts of stuff to give away. No one beat the buzzer this morning, so tomorrow your chance to win 4 tickets to see Maroon 5. We'll play that again about 7:45.
Right.
But today, Jackie Lucky has a concert announcement. Be listening for that right around 11 o'clock, and she'll give away tickets to that surprise announcement every day this week.
We got plenty of texts. I was getting texts of my own going, oh my gosh, I know all the answers to these questions. When you get in the spotlight there like that, it is tough.
And you can hear the clock ticking and you know you only have 30 seconds
yeah.
and there's so much pressure. We'll see if somebody can beat that buzzer tomorrow. And if they don't, we're just going to keep rolling the tickets over. So by the end of the week, you could potentially win 10 tickets to see Maroon 5.
Hey, take a whole row. Who
That's
cares?
Right.
Take your whole neighborhood.
Take the family. Try to win them tomorrow. Tomorrow it's up to 4 tickets. 7:45, beat the buzzer for Maroon 5.
All right, last thought day. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Try to stay cool.
We'll see ya.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.